Okay, Emir Hashem is Baruch Yishlakayach. Thank you to everybody for coming again. It's much amazing that we spend our mornings learning Torah, involved in interesting and geshmaka sugyas, very geshmaka sugyas about specifically things that are very negel maisa. I always like to reference the fact that I lived in Israel for 20 years. So a lot of these things were very theoretical in nature. But now, as I'm slowly learning that, like I was walking in Lake Osceola, what's it called? Yeah, I was walking with my kids and all these. I lived in the bubble of Sanhedrin Bochevet. I don't think I saw the Kislev in like 5 years. Okay, you know, these tourists that come to America from America to Israel, yeah, in a Hanami. But if you live, oh, so I say I was in Lake Osceola with my kids, and they're seeing all these like candy canes and the trees. And my son goes like, is that an Asherah tree? is that an Asherah tree? Because Baruch Hashem, you know, is he duch the Torah, understands it. And Emma says, yeah, that really is to a degree. What is the source of Christmas? Is that the Christmas tree is an Asherah tree. But like the whole thing is like so enveloping. Halloween, my son was deeply scared. Like, what in the world are people like dead bodies outside their house? Like, it's like, and then now he's starting to notice like all the houses are being lit up. Again, it's a totally, it's just what it is. I'm going to pause this for the good kind. Anyway, right there, like this. Okay. So the question that we have before us is it permitted to say the name of Jesus? Are you allowed to say the name of Jesus? Now, someone could ask me, so you just said it. You just give away the whole shir. So number one, we have a very famous Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's also quoted in Avodah Zarah. The Rabbi Gamliel, he used to actually have his own 3D image of like the sun and the moon. And the post can bring down from that Gemara that when anything is lelamid lehoyros, anything which is for the intention of teaching, is permitted to say. So even if theoretically, if the name Yashka would be forbidden, Jesus would be forbidden, it would still be permitted within the ta'elis of speaking about it. But nonetheless, let's get into the deep sugyas. Where even this makar comes from? Where does this source come from that would be forbidden? So the Torah tells us, "V'shem elim acherim lo yisaskiru lo yishama apicha." Not to make any mention of names of other gods; they should not be heard on your lips. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin that you can't even say to someone, "Meet me at the Avodah Zarah plains." You can't even use it as a mar malkum. You can't use it as a frame of reference. The Maram Shik even quotes from this Gemara that's even forbidden to cause someone to even think of Avodah Zarah. Probably basing himself on the pasuk "Al tifnu elilim." I made reference earlier, learning together. That the Rambam says that it's forbidden to even look if you're passing by a church. It's also to even look at the church. Al tifnu is even turn your body towards it. We really try very hard to have zero connection, any relationship to Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara tells us you can't use it as a landmark unless, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan, unless it's directly mentioned in the Torah itself. If thus, Baal Peor or Molech or all these different names, they will be permitted. But anything that's outside of the Torah will be totally forbidden.
Jesus wasn't around.
Right. Meaning any name that's the fact that Torah mentioned these names, then Pashtus is permitted. Because how do you work with the fact that Torah said you're not allowed to be masculine or shameless? So clearly to do that was that the Torah mentioned it, so the Torah didn't mean loisaskiru. No, so the Torah said loisaskiru, except for the ones that are in the Torah itself. But anything that's outside of the Torah would be 100% aser. Because of the way, exactly. Bidyuk. I mean, it was the Bava Trebi has a good question, which is like, the Torah is Yisoyer itself? No, the Torah is telling you Yisoyer that these are permitted because they're meant for a particular purpose, but anything outside of that, we don't engage with them at all. Oh, that's for sure true. Oh, that's an interesting question. We'll get into that.
Let's say, like, on the street, there's a Balfour church.
Right.
And you ask the direction.
Right.
And I say, go to Balfour and make a
reference. So you're allowed to mamash refer to it. Yeah, the Torah that mentioned Balfour, the Torah said, these are the names you're allowed to say.
Maybe it's only in order to teach what you can't do. But
so
you shouldn't use it for even Balfour.
Right. And a Hanami. But that's the Tosefos of Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even though the Torah said it's also to say these names, but if they're mentioned in the Torah, it's permitted. You're right. Maybe there's
and
one
to
say,
not to
even not to teach, even not to Lashem Lamed Laharis. It could be the interesting question. I'm only pausing for a second because the Gemara mentions Markolis, right? The way you throw the rocks at it. And there, at least later, what we just see later on the Gemara, in our Gemara by Ula, that kol etzenusa asur, chutz from the smita Avodah Zarah, that to belittle things is 100% asur, but you can belittle Avodah Zarah, which is why the names of Avodah Zarah are actually not really truly the names. There's even a discussion that Chavis Yair later brings by Markolis, if that is even the real name. Or Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, that maybe it's Kulis, but we call it Mar Kulis is Mar. So like maybe even the names that we know of it are not really even the original names. It could be their names that are, but if you theoretically would know the real name, even that was mentioned in the Torah, maybe it'll be us there. Okay. But the question is, where does Yashka fall into this whole discussion? Right? So it really, really comes down to a few different things. Are you allowed to say, number one, Yashka, Mary? Are you allowed to say, if someone bings their, you know, the elbow, if someone gets cut off on the highway, you let us, right? Jesus. I would actually think, by the way, we'll get into exactly why. It would be totally awesome to do that, because you're like screaming out in pain, and pain by definition means like you're searching for help. And for help, who are you reaching out to? You're reaching out to Avodah Zarah. Okay, but that, let's get into exactly why. Right, at least they're not saying dirty Jew. Okay. I heard a good comedian say, listen, I say I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm not an anti-Semite right now, but if I got cut off on the highway by, you know, Shlomi, maybe I would be. So like, I don't know. But the point is, you know, it's on a sliding scale. So obviously, though, the minig, of course, is not to say Jesus' name. Instead, we say Yashka Oysa Ish. I saw some sources even say that Yeshu, when we say Yeshu, the Rambam quotes, and was actually removed from the censors, that Yeshu, but the Rambam doesn't say this, but he calls him Yeshu HaNoitzri. And the name Yeshu HaNoitzri, some said that Yeshu is Yemach Shemoi V'Zichroi. That is, so in essence, we are kind of like uprooting his name. And why, or furthermore, we say Yeshu HaNoitzri. HaNoitzri is the Lashon Noitzar, that he was created by man, as opposed to being the God, he was a, you know, he's a godly figure. So even in the names that we have, why? It doesn't mean, oh, so they, obviously that's they think, but it's like, okay. Anyway, the point is that are one allowed to say Mary, or for example, is anyone allowed to, you know, say Satmar? Satmar, the city of Satmar. But they worship her. I mean, well, again, obviously that's what the Chavos Yair, you know, brings reference to, that they don't, we'll get to the second, I want to jump ahead, but is Mary a problem also? Because Mary, they do, in essence, you know, refer to her, the Meschanin to her, she's a deified saint to whatever degree, whatever that means. But is it permitted, these types of things? Okay, so this discussion, as mentioned, is mentioned previously, the Chavos Yair, that although it says it's best not to say these words, there actually is no prohibition. Bein b'mila, bein b'peh, bein b'ksav, it's no prohibition to say Jesus or Mary or any of these types of names.
Would Pope be a problem?
Pope is a word.
Don't they say
well,
is.
I assume Pope means, like, from Italian, like Papa, as in, like, father. So, I'm not allowed to call my father. By Sephardic lineage, I call my father, my grandfather, I should say, Papu. I call him Papu. As an Italian. My grandmother was named Nona. So Nona and Papu. So I take it personally what you just said. Okay, therefore, yeah. The Chavos Yair says, I don't know why.
Yeah.
No, I can't hear you so well, huh? Right. So the Gemara says that name is also mentioned in the Torah, so it'll be permitted. You know, that was Gemara's Kasha. I apologize, that's the line, you know, throws you off. But the Gemara's Kasha was, how are you allowed to say their name? It's not said in the Torah. Of that, the Gemara says, V'heichek siv, where is it? It is, it's mentioned Navo. Okay. So, number one, let's get back to the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair says that it really hinges on a couple of factors, but one of the major factors it hinges on is whether or not Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Right? There's a very famous Ramah that's quoted oftentimes, I've heard many different interpretations, that's understood properly, not understood properly. But the Ramah quotes that it's forbidden to have shutfis for a Jew. Nobody can say, yes, I believe in the deity of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he has, like, you know, he has a partner in the back, you know, a silent partner in the back end. He says, no, you're not allowed to say that, it's shutfis. But if a Christian theoretically would be mashbia, b'shem adnos, of God, and a shutif, the Ramah quotes, I don't remember exactly where he's quoting from, but there wouldn't be, like I said, many people have quoted that Ramah, they understand it incorrectly, I think. But that there is not to say that there is a loud shutfis, maybe it wouldn't be over on the prohibition of shutfis, but there is not to say that he's still considered a monotheist, or still a polytheist if you believe in more than one deity. But nonetheless, one could argue that within Christianity, if you really get into the weeds of, you know, the Trinity, exactly how you define it, you know, Havdil, how do you understand, like, for example, you know, I'm scared to say this in KRN, but the spheroids. How do you understand the spheroids, right? Is the spheroids like an emanation of God, or is it a representation of God? Are these Trinitarian ideas? One could argue. The people who initially were against Kabbalah argue that these things were very, very dominant Christianity. And whatever explanation you give of the spheroids, you'd also have to be masber for the Trinity, that the emanation of God emanates himself in multiple ways. Maybe he emanates as the Spirit, maybe he emanates as the Father, the Holy Ghost, who knows? But like Elamai, the point is that it can get really, really dicey or gray exactly how you define Christianity. But nonetheless, says the Chavos Yair, one could argue that Avodah Zarah, that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. But even of those who would argue that it is Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam is Lahedya, Rambam is very clear that Christianity is Avodah Zarah, there is a very important Nakud. He says, if the name became a name, which was totally normal at one point, and then later developed into a name of Avodah Zarah, like I mentioned to the mayor before, is that, you know, you can't work on any building, site. Why? Because every single guy there is named Jesus. Every single guy is Jesus. My father grew up speaking Ladino, so he was like always good friends with all the cleaners in the yeshiva. Every one of them was named Jesus. So like we grew up with Jesus. Oh, how's Jesus doing? Right? Why? L'chara, Jesus is just a pashut regular name. Now, of course, they're being named after Jesus, but Jesus is Yahushua, right? That is a regular name which later developed into a deity. So maybe that wouldn't be prohibited at all. And actually, the Gruss says that Lehedya. The Gruss says it Lehedya. Take a look over at source number 4. Says the Gruss, quoting from the Hogas Maimonides, Kosta Re'im, She'in Isser El Hashem, She'niti L'Hashem Elokus. Of Hashem Hedyotis, but a regular name. Afal Pisha Asu Eloha, even though they made it into a godly name. Kivin She'bazeh Hashem Ein Ba Elohos Va'adnos, V'gam Lo'initam Lo'Hashem Kach, Mutter, would be permitted totally to say that name. So the name Yashka, Jesus, is not prohibited because it's a regular name that may have developed into a deity that's not prohibited. The question is now, let's get into deeper in the weeds, is what about the name Jesus Christ? Is one allowed to say Jesus Christ? Okay. What's the problem with Christ? Christ famously in Latin means the anointed one. It just means Mashiach. So inherently unto itself, it's not problematic because it's just simple concept of the concept of Mashiach, of being Mashiach Mochama, of the Dove Melech Mashiach. But is there any specific prohibition? This is kind of where it gets a little complicated because we have by them, by the Christians.
Where is Christianity?
The word Christ is Latin. So they took the word Christ of the Christianity, of the followers of the anointed one, what they claim. Now, we have a very different concept of Mashiach. Mashiach means simply if someone was just anointed with oil. By them, they like the first super, like a Superman, you know, character, is Yashka. He's able to fly there. He's able to walk on water. He's able to turn water into wine. He's able to. He was a superpower. He had superpowers.
Well, Moshe also split the sea.
Moshe did not split the sea. The Rebbeinu Shloim told him, put out the matzah, and then the sea split. Okay. This is where we differ with them. That's exactly where we differ. Their whole entire conception of Christ is a superpower, is a super figure, which the Gemara is saying, if it's a shema elokus va'adnos. Guys, like. My son always had a big discussion. He's like, could Shimshon beat up Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, this is like his whole shy. Like, whether Shimshon can beat up, could Shimshon beat up there? Like, who's stronger? Yeah, like, that's like, but because then by him, he's like, a lion is like the king of the. It's like, could a lion beat up a gorilla? But for sure, a lion can't beat up Shimshon because Shimshon beat up a lion. So Shimshon's the greater. They're like, all these Cheshbonos. Anyway, kids are my son. I love my son. Anyway, so if you see from the Gra, this Mustang, this concept that if it's a shame Elohus va'adnos, so Christ, by them, they do mean it to be a shame Elohus va'adnos. They don't mean it simply he's Melech Mashiach who fits a particular character and, you know, and criteria like the Rambam, a very cold, you know, Talmud Chacham intellectual who, like, oh yeah, also, you know, fights wars. It's like, no, this guy literally can go, you know, okay, his one thing is kryptonite. That's the one problem that he has, right? That the Jews killed him. But otherwise, like, the Jews are kryptonite. But otherwise, he can take over the world. He's coming down with chariots. He's going to destroy all the non-believers. This guy is like, so to say Jesus Christ will l'chora be forbidden. Although, to say Christ alone, oh, so
can
now
I say
it's.
David Christ? That's, no, so let, anointed,
source number five. This exact question is discussed. You're saying good? Source number 5. The Bezriel Hildesheimer exactly discusses that issue. He says, people who are makbid not to say Yeshu, but they say Christ instead. Do you think are they doing right or not? Says the Bezriel Hildesheimer, is any Yekas in the room? Yeah, Yekka, right? He's like, Mamash, the Rosh HaYekas. He says like this. So some people, they say, they don't say Yeshu, but they'll say Christ. There are those who are more machmir to say Jesus, but are totally just let the Christ fly left and right. It's absolutely not. It's totally the opposite. Yeshua is not a problem, as referenced by the Haggadah Maimonides, which the Gra was basing on. Based off the Chavos Yair, that's a name that later developed that never really is not a real shame of a Zara. The word Christ, that's where it gets problematic. He says, absolutely forbidden to say. That's what it's forbidden to say.
Even just saying
the word Christ is problematic.
And because of Mashiach,
because they mean it as a shame of Adnos and Elokos, right? And they mean it as I've accepted, you know, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, like into my life, and like He alone can you know,
so
can forgive my sins.
Gra?
What he doesn't say Lehedia, but it's clear that's what he made reference to. Yeah, it's not for the Gra. So I'm connecting the Gra together to the Hildesheimer. He doesn't say it Lehedia. But he says, for sure, it's the opposite. I mean, to say Jesus wouldn't be as problematic, it's Christ. But the minute, again, just to tie it up back to the Chavos Yair, He says, forbidden. It really, minig should be that we don't say these things. Remind ourselves to remember, like Christianity, and everyone should really look at the Leib Kelman as a very, very interesting class on the background of Christianity, where like it was just a day where like, just go for it. Oh, here are Jews, go for them. Just kill them all. That it was, it's built and it's soiled in the blood of the Jewish people, unfortunately. So you had a question. What was the question?
Why does it say that the Christ one is worse than?
He doesn't say Lehagia. He doesn't say Lehagia. I'm suggesting the background is based off the Grow, the Hagia Maimonides, that's a shame. Elokus v'Adlus. He doesn't say
more than
he takes it as the Rapasha. That Jesus is okay. Christ is where the problem really relies. So, but for sure, and this is the going back to the Chavis Yair and to the Grow again, which is if you have. Meaning, if Jesus may be permitted, but to add Christ into the Jesus, that's for sure awesome, because now you're in essence attaching a shame of Elokus v'Adnas back to Jesus. That's one of the good line ones. Like to say Bob, you know, Bob, whatever. Bob's a regular name. But to say Bob, the great builder, oh yeah, that's where it's problematic, because you're in essence giving him the shame Adnas, the Elokus. So Kitzer comes out that the Midig Yisrael, Torah, who should not be like used to saying it, should not be comfortable saying it. It should bother you. It should really give you a twinge of sadness, a tinge of sadness that we're saying a name that has been so connected to the pain and the depth of pain of the Jewish people throughout Jewish history. So maybe permitted, maybe not permitted, but the light cigarette, we're not eating that. We don't get involved in that. Okay, anyway, Hatzlacha. Thank you for coming out.